All right, today's movie review is called Dangerous. It's a 2021 film directed by David Hackel. It stars Scott Eastwood. Pretty much he's the main star in the movie as sort of a, you don't really find this out until later, but sort of an ex-Navy SEAL with some sort of psychological issues. And let's not forget the other big star in this film, Tyrese Gibson. Now, this is our opportunity here to see, can Scott Eastwood carry a film just with his good looks alone? Can he actually carry a film with his acting? And I have to say, I liked this film. It was entertaining. It had a whole lot of problems, areas that you would have to suspend your disbelief. He sort of plays a guy who has some... I don't want to say, yeah, I guess he's kind of like a psychopath. He doesn't have empathetic feelings towards people. Almost like he's autistic. And to be honest, I don't think he pulled off that feeling that well. I think he did the best he could, but I don't think he played a psychopath that well. I did enjoy, this was a movie that had lots of action scenes, things like that, lots of shooting. And most of the time he was like, he was calling his psychiatrist, who's played by Mel Gibson. He's like, trying to change my ways, and I don't want to kill people. That was the old me, and this is the new me. And it was sort of interesting from that perspective. The plot point of this movie is that he was going to see his brother, who had recently passed away, and it was in this, of course, this super remote location. I don't know if it was on an island, but it was near a beach. And it was super cold outside, snowing, and as soon as he gets there, basically, his mother sort of disowned him. And basically, the bad guys start showing up, and you're left with wondering what's going on, and why are they coming after him? And anyway, it gets into this really crazy plot that I don't want to get into on this review, but I will say that it was satisfying for me to watch. I thought that Scott Eastwood played the parts really well, and there were... many times or several times during the film or during the movie that I was like, man, he's just a spitting image of his dad when he was younger. And even some of the scenes when he kind of whispered his words, you can kind of feel like it sounded like Clint Eastwood a little bit, you know? So, I mean, he's just a spitting image of his dad. And anyway, I thought they did a decent job. I'm not gonna say this was an Academy Award winning film by any stretch, but I enjoyed it, and I would give it 3 stars.